I was raised in an unbelieving home, didn't attend church. My father was a tavern owner and owned a business called Alcorn Amusements, where he went around and provided the pool tables, shuffle boards, what were then called pinball machines, bowlers, all of these things that were entertainment machines before the video age. And he, that was what he did, and he had a real hatred, is not overstating it, for the church. He had been raised in a home where he rebelled against his parents, pushing religion down his throat, and all of that sort of thing. And he was very, very resistant to the gospel. Fast forwarding many years, at age 85, diagnosed with cancer, he finally came to faith in Christ and had the joy of leading him to the Lord. But that was my upbringing, with him setting the tone for the family. My mom was a wonderful woman, a wonderful mom, who did not know Jesus. And so he learned nothing in my home, really, about God. There were maybe a couple of Bible storybooks or something around, but nobody really believed them. Was invited, when I was a teenager in high school, to meet a girl over at somebody's house. Somebody had kind of set up a blind date type of thing. We went out to a movie and all of that. And then this girl invited me to a small group at church. And this girl is now my wife. And we joke about how she was out of God's will, but God used it anyway. He does that, which, by the way, on the whole sovereignty and free will thing, it pertains. He is sovereign. So I started coming to church, to youth group, and to me, the gospel was brand new. And what was interesting was, I would go home, and I got hold of a Bible. I would read the Bible, and of course, I didn't understand most of it, but I understood enough that when I got to the Gospels, and it was talking about Jesus, at first I had come at it the same way I did, science fiction or just fiction of any sort. And then I started, I just became aware that I was believing that this Jesus was real. And it was kind of strange, because why was I thinking he was real? I had no reason to believe he was real, except it had the ring of truth. Somehow, I felt like what I was reading, unlike Greek mythology, and I, as a kid, I loved Greek mythology. I mean, but I knew I loved comic books, but I knew they weren't true. But here I was reading about Jesus, and it was like, okay, he's the one that the superheroes point to. They're a shadow of him, the true hero, the true great one, the redeemer. And just quietly got down on my knees and gave my life to Christ while reading the Gospels. And God radically changed my life. And I had developed a love for reading. As I said, it centered around science fiction magazines, comic books. And that immediately carried directly over to my new Christian life, where all I wanted to do was get books to help me know God better. And so there was an elderly Swiss couple in our church who had a bookstore, actually. They turned their garage into a bookstore. This was back before the days of, business permits that wouldn't allow you to do something like that, today. But they literally just put a door into what had just been a garage, and you walked into this place, and they sold books. And I mean, there were thousands of books. Nothing was face out, everything was spine out. So that's how they got all those books in there. And so I would just alphabetically walk around. I mean, I discovered Francis Schaeffer's early books. I discovered C.S. Lewis. I discovered A.W. Tozer. And I was mentored by these men of God and the books that they wrote.